Back on the workday getaway with Dr. Weiss of the Obstetrics and Gynecology Department at Ministry St. Michael's Hospital in Stevens Point, talking about Born in the Wild, a reality show that Lifetime is planning to air, which follows women giving birth in the wild without medical assistance. So if someone is planning on giving birth outside of a hospital, what kind of precautions should they take?
I've actually had close friends as well as patients who've asked me that question. And it does need to be a careful decision that takes into account one's own feelings about risk. Same as climbing a mountain. People ought to sit down and talk about it before they leave base camp. Mm-hmm. While there are people who have lower prognosis for complications, there's nobody with a zero risk of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Before talking about the pros and cons of delivering outside of a hospital, I would really seek to understand and carefully listen to that person's reasons for not wanting to. I can readily appreciate that hospitals in general are a place that often carries painful or bad memories. You know, nobody in their right mind wants to spend more time in a hospital than they need to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even when you work there, you like to go home and do things.
Well, yeah.
but there's a feeling of vulnerability with any patient, no matter how much they trust their caregivers. There's a fear of loss of control, and I think those issues can be addressed, I think, through developing a relationship with the doctors and the caregivers, and just knowing that they're going to be respected. I mean, I know our nurses here at St. Michael's are very attuned mm-hmm. to the patient's experience.
They are, absolutely.
They don't want a baby to be unnecessarily separated from mom directly after birth. I mean, we ask people, and we make sure that they're comfortable with the picture of what normally goes on, but I really do like the culture here because it really is tied toward recognizing the natural and the good part of the experience, difficult though it may be.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes there may be unfounded fears of what people will do to you in the hospital. I mean, and I often tell people, like, not everybody needs an IV. Not everybody needs to be in bed with electronic monitors. I mean, if we have a concern, we may explain, hey, we believe we should listen more carefully. But there are plenty of people that I've delivered here who came in and with nothing but words of encouragement had an uneventful delivery without an IV, without medication.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of other things that we can offer people, pain
right.
relief and other things like that. But there are situations where we thank God that they were here, that
right.
there was an opportunity to intervene. Now, there are, and I can relate and respect that there is a certain, maybe a thrill or a rush to taking risks. But I also believe as a doctor, as a wilderness doctor, as a scout leader, and as a father, and that when we take risks, we have to also feel an equal sense of responsibility. I mean, taking risks for oneself is different. You know, before you have children, you know, whether you live or die, you may feel that, hey, an adventure is worth the risk. But taking a risk for somebody else, that's a very different story, you
mm-hmm.
know. Even most of the time, things turn out okay. But getting away with it isn't the same thing as making a good decision.
Right, yeah. So this show does carry quite a bit of risk with it. And the critics are saying yeah. that it's far too dangerous and that they shouldn't be shooting the show.
Well, this is America, and people are free to express, tell their stories. But, and I got to give the majority of people the credit with making sound decisions. I wouldn't think that too many people would idolize or emulate that. And indeed, it would be inconvenient and expensive. How many people can take off work long enough to go to the tropics, stay at a friend's house,
right.
go out to a riverbed and deliver? I mean,
right?
I mean, maybe they had a helicopter standing by. But I also think that some of these feelings and some of these thoughts might be an understandable response to perhaps what in the past was an over-interventional medical culture. You know, I think a person can be safe in a hospital with all of the precaution standing by without necessarily doing things that don't have a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've carried a first aid kit countless times and not had to use it.
Well, yeah, but you're happy it's there when you do.
Yes. I would think it would be very difficult for a person to look back and regret that decision, especially if things didn't go as well as they could.
Exactly. And me being having been in that situation, going to the hospital in labor, thinking that everything was going to go smoothly, and finding out at the last minute that, nope, you have to have a C-section, that's a really scary situation to be in. And I couldn't imagine if I had been somewhere other than a hospital when I found that out.
You know, it's scary enough even when people are comfortable with the hospital.
Yeah, exactly.
People will realize that that there are risks to everything. We can't completely eliminate risk. We just need to keep our eyes open and feel responsible. And when people think about it in those terms and they really work through it in their mind, I think it would be the rare person who would not want to have a backup precaution in place.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing that I love about Ministry of St. Michael's Hospital is the fact that I got a chance to meet with all the doctors, and I got comfortable with all the doctors, and I felt like I could talk to all the doctors because, you know, whoever's on call is going to be delivering the baby. So it was really nice to be able to have that opportunity to meet with all the different doctors at the different appointments, to get to know them a little bit so that I did feel that trust with the doctors, the nurses, and the whole staff at ministry.
We do greatly appreciate your confidence. You know, we do strive to earn that.
Thank you so much, Dr. Weiss of the Obstetrics and Gynecology Department at Ministry St. Michael's Hospital in Stevens Point. Appreciate your time to talk to me about Lifetime's Born in the Wild reality show on 101.9 WDEZ.